Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the on-air college fair. Having a blast talking with our Concordia universities this week about the amazing opportunities that students have to study, to learn, to grow, and even formation at these Concordia universities. Today, we'll head to Concordia University St. Paul and Concordia College in Alabama. You're listening to Faith and Family, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting this program. You can find out more about them on our website as well, kfuo.org. Joining me by phone this morning, Kristen Vogel, Associate Vice President for Traditional Enrollment Management at Concordia University, St. Paul. Kristen, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thanks, Andy, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being my guest on the Concordia On Air College Fair. It's a fun week, and I love learning about all these Concordias. Kristen, what brought you to Concordia University, St. Paul?
Well, Andy, I started my career at Concordia 13 years ago. I attended Lutheran grade school and Lutheran high school, so was really excited to have the opportunity to start my career at Concordia University, St. Paul.
Well, glad that you are there and get to be a part of helping students become students of Concordia University, St. Paul. What is it that you love about, we'll get to all the great things about Concordia University, St. Paul. What is it that you specifically really love about Concordia University, St. Paul?
Yeah, well, there are so many things to love about Concordia St. Paul. One thing that has really stuck out to me in my time here at Concordia is the community. Concordia University is a small institution. We have about 4,500 students that attend, but we are also right here in the city, and that's something that's so wonderful, to have that combination of a small community here on campus with the whole city right on our front step.
Very good. What is, for those not familiar with St. Paul and that community, that area, that city, can you paint a picture for us? Give us an idea of what that's like?
Sure. We're located right in St. Paul, which is, of course, the capital city of Minnesota. And the neighborhood that Concordia University St. Paul is located in is called the Midway neighborhood. And that means we are right in between downtown St. Paul and downtown Minneapolis. So we are in a residential neighborhood, but our students have all the advantages of the city. We have a light rail that's two blocks away from us, and then both downtowns within 10 minutes of our campus.
Excellent. So accessibility to all the fine things that cities have to offer.
Absolutely. Opportunities to get involved with arts, theater, great restaurants, bike trails, and then also for students, there's a lot of opportunities for internships, being that we're located right here in the city.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the university itself. Been around for a while, a part of the Concordia University system. What are some of the highlights of some of the programs at Concordia University St. Paul?
Sure. Well, like you said, we've been around since 1893, so Concordia is definitely well established here. We have over 50 different academic programs that we're able to offer students at the traditional undergraduate level. So everything from business, science, education, and then also full-time church work. In addition to Concordia's traditional undergraduate programs, we also have a robust adult degree completion program and graduate programs.
So lots of options when it comes to not only programs, but also the way that you approach those programs.
That's correct. That's correct. Students can take classes here on campus during the day. We have about 1,500 students that participate in that program where they're right here on campus, living here, participating in athletics, music, and theater, but then also adults that are completing their degree one night a week here on campus or online, and then also our graduate programs, which are offered on campus or online. Concordia also recently added a doctorate in physical therapy program, and that is right here on our campus where students are studying to become physical therapists.
Are there programs that have uniquely become the kind of the programs that Concordia St. Paul is really known for?
We definitely have our commitment to our church work program. So there are the Director of Christian Education, Director of Christian Outreach, which is unique to Concordia St. Paul. We're the only university to offer that. And then, of course, Lutheran School Teacher, Director of Parish Music and Pre-Seminary Studies. In addition to those programs, Concordia St. Paul is also known for our business and education programs. Of all of the schools in Minnesota, Concordia graduates of private schools. We graduate the second most business majors. So there's definitely a lot of people practicing in business that are Concordia St. Paul alum.
Certainly. And I've had a chance to visit with some of the students from Concordia St. Paul who participate in the LCEF National Student Marketing Competition each year. And it's always fun to meet those students.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, lots of academic programs. And as you mentioned, there are a variety of formats in which those courses can be delivered and how students participate in those programs. Let's talk about beyond the classroom. What are some options for students when it comes to campus life?
Sure. Well, on Concordia's campus, we are NCAA Division II. So Concordia has 16 different athletic programs. And that number actually just changed this fall when Concordia added a lacrosse program. So we are the only Division II lacrosse program in the state of Minnesota. So we're very excited. We welcome 17 new lacrosse players this fall. So athletics is a big part of our campus. We also have a dynamic music and theater program where students can participate in different choral ensembles, band, and then also our theater.
So the arts are alive and well at Concordia St. Paul.
They are. They definitely are.
What about when it comes to spiritual life and the gathering together for worship and fellowship, those types of opportunities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Concordia University St. Paul has a wonderful campus ministry staff. Our campus pastor and then our campus ministry associate, who's a director of Christian education, work very closely with all different departments on campus and our campus community to offer daily chapel. We have that during the day here, and then also an evening chapel, which is student-led, which is available Monday through Thursday. Those are typically in the evening, so we don't see as many faculty and staff there because it's either at 10 o'clock or at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights. But we do have all kinds of opportunity for worship in the chapel, but then also campus ministry staff is involved with our peer ministers who work within our residence halls and our Fellowship of Christian Athletes here on campus.
What about life on campus, residence life?
Yeah, so Concordia University St. Paul has 4 residence halls where we have students living anywhere from their first year on campus all the way through their senior year. But in the residence halls, there is definitely that feel of community, where we have students that are working together on their different floors with floor events, but all kinds of things just to foster a very welcoming and supportive community here.
What about coming to the campus and learning about Concordia University? Are there opportunities to do that?
There are. We definitely encourage students to visit our campus. It's one of the best ways that they can get a feel for the institution. I always joke with students that we all look the same on paper or when you get a brochure in the mail or an email about Concordia. But the best way to experience it really to come to campus and do make an individual visit or come to one of our events. So Concordia University St. Paul has individual visits available Mondays through Fridays, where students can tour our campus, meet with faculty, sit in on a class, meet with admissions to learn about the admissions process and financial aid. They can also visit chapel during that time. Other opportunities for visits include a preview day, which is coming up on Saturday, October 22nd. And then we have an open house on Saturday, November 12th. And then another event that I wanted to mention to you is that in conjunction with the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, Concordia is hosting a special event, which is October 27th and 29th, 2017. So this is, I recognize, a year out, but this is a really great opportunity for students and families to come to campus to experience a genuinely Lutheran university.
So a great way to learn about the university is to come onto campus, especially for one of these special events, and experience Concordia St. Paul right there in it face-to-face. Walk me through the schedule of some of those events, what you would experience during your time on campus for those special events.
Sure. So for the special events, we have the opportunity for students to connect with faculty, which is a really wonderful way to get to know some of the people that they'll be in classes with within their academic program. They can talk about the opportunities that they have as far as internships and also what our recent graduates are doing in the field in regards to all the different majors that Concordia offers. We also have chapel as a part of our visit days, so students can experience spiritual life and campus ministry on campus. We also have opportunities to connect with our fine and performing arts, so music, theater, and then students can also meet with coaches if that's something that they're interested in participating in.
It's up front and right there in the heart of everything going on at Concordia University St. Paul.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned earlier, when you look at it on paper, universities start to look all the same. And so making a campus visit really does give you a unique perspective that that you can't see on paper, that you can't even really get from a website. There are great pictures, great images on the website and all the information about the programs, but making that campus visit certainly makes a difference in what you learn about a campus. Not just the faculty, who are the other people you meet on campus when you make a visit?
So students would meet with an admissions counselor, and our admission counselors are able to talk with students about the admission process and also financial aid. And like I said, students could also connect with coaches or within the Fine and Performing Arts, the director of our music or theater program. Another great part of the campus visit is to connect with current students. All of our tours are given by current students, so students have that opportunity to ask a current student questions about what daily life is like on campus or things within their major.
What would you say are some of the things that, that current students have to say about their experience at Concordia St. Paul?
Yeah, what we hear from students over and over again is that that they appreciate the campus visit. We hear time and time again that students feel as soon as they came on campus, they realized that this was the institution for them. So like you said, experiencing that campus visit is so important. But what our students say about Concordia is that they really appreciate the community. The small community that we offer here, Concordia's average class size is about 17 students. So students really have the opportunities to connect with their faculty members and get to know other students in the classroom. Students also appreciate the location of Concordia. Being right here in the city affords students so many opportunities to connect with local organizations and internships. Another thing that we hear from students is that they really appreciate the tremendous value that Concordia University St. Paul is. Concordia University St. Paul made the decision 3 years ago to reduce tuition. So Concordia University St. Paul is one of the most affordable private colleges in the state of Minnesota and among all the Concordia University system schools.
That you bring up a good point. Sometimes when looking at, you know, at a Christian university, a Lutheran university like Concordia, sometimes we think, oh, it's a private university. It's not really affordable. I need to look at more affordable options. How is a Concordia University like St. Paul affordable? How is it comparable to other affordable options?
Right. Well, like I said, 3 years ago, Concordia University St. Paul made the decision to reduce tuition or reset our tuition by $10,000. So at that time, our tuition went from $29,700 to $19,700. So the university and our board made that decision to be very bold to address the cost of higher education, to, like I said, reset that tuition to $19,700. So when looking at our tuition compared to the other private schools here in the state of Minnesota, Concordia University St. Paul is one of the most affordable. And we recognize that affordability is something that is definitely on the minds of a lot of our incoming students and families. So wanted to address that on the front end by reducing that upfront tuition cost for students. In addition to having a lower tuition cost, Concordia University also offers a variety of scholarships for our students based on their academic talents, the extracurriculars that they plan to participate in, like music and theater, athletic scholarships, and then also specific scholarships for students that come from a Lutheran background and students that plan to participate in professional church work programs here at Concordia University.
How many, you might have shared this, I might have missed it, an estimate of how many students receive scholarships?
On our traditional undergraduate side, so the students that are here, 100% of our students qualify for financial aid. So Concordia University St. Paul is very serious about that commitment to help college become affordable for students.
That's great. That's great. How do we go about making arrangements to come visit Concordia University St. Paul? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, well, we would love to have students and families on our campus for visits. The best way to make arrangements is to either call the admissions office, which is 651-641-8230, or to go to our website, which is CSP for ConcordiaSt.Paul.edu. On our website, we have information about all of our upcoming visit events and then also the individual visits. By calling, students can also request to register for the individual campus visits or the events.
What would you say is the advantage to coming to Concordia University, St. Paul? What do CSP students leave with when they graduate from Concordia, St. Paul? What are they prepared for?
Yeah, our students, when they leave Concordia University, St. Paul, are definitely prepared for all sorts of opportunities within career or advanced education. Our students feel that they have gained the skills to become successful in the workforce. Our students also feel that they have had an opportunity that has enriched them in regards to career, but also their faith. I think that's such a wonderful part of attending a Lutheran university, is that students not only have the opportunity to advance their education and their career, but also their faith. Through all of the things that we have set up at the university, whether it be the fine arts, athletics, exposure to campus ministry, but that integration of faith and learning is something that happens throughout our entire campus and definitely impacts our students when they walk throughout their time, but especially when they walk across the stage on graduation to enter either graduate school or the workforce.
How would you describe the faculty of Concordia St. Paul and their interaction with students?
Yeah, our faculty are so caring and committed to our students. That's something that I know that students could experience right away through a campus visit. Our faculty love to meet with prospective students to learn about them, their educational goals, their background. But our faculty members here at the institution make a point to know all of the students in their classroom. They make themselves available to connect with students outside of the classroom, whether that be through office hours or different activities that we have going on campus. But faculty members are genuinely invested and committed to the success of our students here at Concordia.
This is probably the most important question of all. Now, when it comes to life on campus, the campus dining is really where you make your decision as to what university you go to. Now, some universities, it's taco night. Some universities, it's like chicken nugget night. What is the one thing in the campus dining that students just long for and can't wait for in campus dining?
Yes. Well, you're right. That is the most important question. No, I'm just kidding. But our students, if you were to ask them, I think what they would say is our Thanksgiving dinner that we have here on campus. So most of our students go home for Thanksgiving break, but the week prior to Thanksgiving, Concordia University Dining Services provides a Thanksgiving dinner for our students. So it is set with a carving station, mashed potatoes, but something that our students just love before that Thanksgiving break that they can celebrate and enjoy that meal with their fellow students. So I would say that's definitely the highlight of campus dining for our students.
See, I told you it was the most important question.
It is.
when a family, whether it's parents or students, reaching out to Concordia Admissions, tell me about your team there for admissions at Concordia.
Yeah, so we have a team of admissions counselors that work with students. So each student that inquires at Concordia has the opportunity to connect with an admissions counselor to help walk them through the entire application and enrollment process. They would meet with them during their visit to campus, but like I said, be that point of contact for any questions that may come up in regards to admissions, financial aid, or housing. So all students have to do is inquire online or make a campus visit, and they would get connected with their admissions counselor.
What is the one thing, or maybe a couple of things, that you would like for parents to know of that that high school junior or senior who is starting to look at universities?
Sure. I think, there are a lot of things, but one of the things I think is that we're here to help. So definitely to reach out to the university to ask any questions. In addition to sharing information about Concordia University St. Paul, our admission counselors are also happy to answer any questions about the college search process. We want to be a resource for families. So I know that coming up on that junior or senior year, there definitely is a lot of information in regards to the college search process. But we are happy to be a sounding board to answer any questions that families may have throughout that process. So I think the one thing would be to definitely reach out and connect with us and let us help you throughout that process.
What about high school, junior, or senior, what do you want them to know as they're navigating this whole college search process?
I think, yeah, that what we want them to know is that to look at a lot of institutions that make campus visits. Like I said before, that's a great way to connect with the school. But to just really be open and to do their due diligence in researching schools and, you know, visit the campus to find that school that is the best fit for them.
Yeah, it seems like a daunting task when you're trying to figure out what school is going to be the best fit for me. You know, it's more than just what do I want to study and who has the best program mm-hmm. for that.
It definitely is. And another thing, too, throughout this entire process that I think is so important, but is to just really lift the entire process up in prayer and prayerfully consider all of the options. It's, like you said, it can be a daunting task, but I think lifting the situation and not the situation, but the whole process up in prayer really can help students to give them that comfort throughout the process.
How can we find out more about Concordia University St. Paul? How do we get in touch with admissions?
Sure. Our website is the best way to get in touch. And like I said before, that is CSP for ConcordiaSt.Paul.edu. Or to give the admissions office a call at 651-641-8230.
Very good. CSP.edu is the website to check it out and learn about Concordia University St. Paul. And can you give us, a quick rundown of those upcoming events to visit campus?
Sure. We have a preview day on Saturday, October 22nd, and then an open house on Saturday, November 12th. Also, individual visits available Monday through Friday right here on our campus.
All right. Very good. CSP.edu. And what was that phone number again?
It's 651-641-8230.
Very good. Anything else as we wrap up our time together on the on-air college fair for Concordia University St. Paul today, Kristen?
No, nothing else, but I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Concordia University St. Paul.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's a privilege to talk with you today and share about Concordia University St. Paul, CSP.edu. Kristen Vogel, Associate Vice President for Traditional Enrollment Management at Concordia University St. Paul. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Concordia College in Alabama. Hope you can join us for that conversation, learn about a unique Concordia in the Concordia University system. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Stick around for more of the Concordia On Air College Fair.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Donna Collender was struggling with terminal brain and lung cancer. She had planned on attending her daughter's doctor visit at 20 weeks of pregnancy. That's when Taylor would see her unborn baby on ultrasound. But before it happened, Donna became too weak and was hospitalized. So Taylor brought the ultrasound machine to the bedside of her mother, and there, together, they witnessed the beautiful miracle of life. At one point, they saw the baby smiling. This was an extra precious time for Taylor and her mom because 3 days later, Donna died. Now her granddaughter is connected in another special way. Her middle name is Donna. We never know when God will call us home. If you haven't had that special time with a family member, do it now. You'll cherish it forever.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and the Chancellor of LCMSU, inviting you to join us right here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the Student Union. If you can't make it, Student Union is always available as a podcast at kfuo.org. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.
The Student Union is underwritten by Lutheran High School Association.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
After reading a thoughtful book, or even part of it, do we not many times want to tell someone else what we've read? Do we not many times wish we could do this with the author? This is exactly what we do on Book Talk, Fridays at 2 p.m., streaming online and archived thereafter for your 24/7 consumption.
Friday afternoon at 2 on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On Air College Fair, and we are headed to Concordia College in Alabama. Joining me by phone now, Norman Richards, Director of Recruitment at Concordia College, Alabama. Norman, welcome to Faith and Family.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being a part of the On Air College Fair here at Worldwide KFUO. I know you're in the middle of a college fair as well, so thanks for stepping out and spending some time with us at our college fair. Tell me a little bit about your team at Concordia College, Alabama, your admissions team there.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, we currently have a team of five recruiters, and we recruit the entire state of Alabama and also out-of-state territories are Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, New Orleans, as well as South Carolina, and we're looking to move into the Washington, D.C. area, as well as the Missouri area as well. So we're definitely excited about this year's recruitment. Our recruiters are excited. They're energetic and looking forward to bringing a great freshman class for 2017.
Where would we find Concordia College, Alabama?
Oh, beautiful. Yes, we're located in historical Selma, Alabama, on 57 acres of land our college is located on. We're a small college. We also have cottage environment on our college as well as dormitory style. So it's a beautiful situation at our school.
What makes Concordia College, Alabama, unique?
Well, our college, with the environment, as said, and the professors, the friendly, smiley faces from everyone on campus. It's a family atmosphere. We do a lot of large events on our campus to keep everybody active. It's a very well group in our college. We're roughly about 600 students, so everyone knows everyone by their face, not really a number. And it's a great environment that we're all surrounded.
Very good. Anything else you want us to know about your team? We'll introduce your team one by one here in just a little bit. Anything else you'd like us to know about Concordia College, Alabama, before we get into the programs and things that are offered at Concordia?
Well, the main thing that we have at Concordia that we're a second chance college. We try to give a lot of students a lot of opportunities that may not be able to get into those four-year schools because of a test score or a low GPA. And what Concordia allows is that our enrollment GPA is a 2.0 GPA, and with a test score of a 16, we'll get you into Concordia College, accepted into Concordia College. And from there, we offer three institutional scholarships a year, which is a great thing for a lot of incoming freshmen as well as transfer students. So it's a beautiful situation at Concordia in regards to the second chance opportunity for students who aren't able to get into those bigger universities and our colleges that may have a higher enrolled requirements. So that's the number one key for Concordia College.
Norman Richards, Director of Recruitment, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Now joining us, Ralph Kokumar from Concordia College, Alabama, a recruiter there as well. Ralph, welcome to Faith and Family and the On Air College Fair.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me as well.
Most certainly. Glad to have you as my guest today. Tell me a little bit about Concordia College, Alabama. What, from your perspective, what makes it unique? What are some of the highlights of Concordia College, Alabama?
Well, from my perspective, I will be speaking as an employee of Concordia and also as an alumni of Concordia. What makes the campus so unique as academically, we have a hands-on teacher experience where if you compare to bigger universities where you will have to wait at least a week before you can speak to a professor, over here at Concordia, we have open-door policies where a student, if he or she's struggling in the classroom, they can easily just walk into their professor's office and ask for help. And we also have a STARS program that we run on campus for those that need extra help in certain classes. The STARS lab also opens till 10 o'clock at night. And we do have access to everything that the students need. And as far as athletics, we support our athletic programs very well. Our girls basketball team won 5 times national champions out of 6. So that is pretty good. I was also a member of the spiritual life teams. I remember as a student where there was an earthquake back in Haiti in 2012, I believe, and I was struggling. And if it wasn't for the spiritual life program, I probably wouldn't know if I was going to be able to finish or not. But I was able to pull through. So it's the little things that really count on this campus as far as the student body. We are family-oriented where it could be a regular Saturday. Somebody will pull out a grill and, you know, everybody get together and have a barbecue on the yard. That's what really makes Concordia special to me.
What brought you to Concordia to begin with?
I was originally from Haiti, and I went to school in Miami, Florida. At the time, I was recruited to play soccer and football. So I was offered a soccer scholarship, and I went on along with it because I was in Miami, Florida. At the time, I was hanging out with the wrong group of guys, and I believe I said to myself, it was time to make a change, and only for me to make that change, I would have to get out of my comfort zone. So I ended up going to Concordia. Of course, I had to adjust to the environment. I never left home to go anywhere more than one hour, and I'm actually 12 hours away from home. So I was able to adapt to the – well, I learned more about the history of Selma, especially the civil rights movement. So I know what my purpose was. So I just let God lead me to that. And there were times that I did struggle, but during those times that I struggled, I've had faculty and staff and student bodies that were able to uplift me and keep me going. And that's what kept me here. I love this place. I am Concordia.
How was Concordia a good choice for you? It sounds like you've had a good experience there.
It was the best choice for me because back in 2008, I honestly didn't see myself going to college. And during that time, I was taking some classes at a community college in Miami, Florida. And during that time, I said, well, maybe I need to get out of Miami to become something in life. So, and Concordia was trying to recruit me since 2007. I did put them on hold. I said, now, maybe, and they're still talking to me. And I said, okay, let me take this chance and see what this school is really about. And no, I don't have any regrets coming here. If I could do this over again, I definitely will. And we brought several students from Miami, Florida here as well. It started with three. Now we have over 40 students from Miami, Florida that's in the institution.
What are some of the academic programs at Concordia College, Alabama?
Well, we have business. We have a business degree. Under the business degree, we have a business management, applied management, management informational system. And in our education department, we have early childhood education. We don't have secondary education as well. We have social and behavioral science. That's a degree that covers social work, sociology, and psychology. And we do have a pre-nursing program where you will come to our institution for 2 years and earn your two-year degree there, and you will transfer to Tuskegee University and complete the nursing program at their institution. And we do have our criminal justice program as well. And all those majors that I'm listing, they all have internships. Some have paid internships. And with our education department and business department, 98% of the students that graduated have a job right now.
Tell me about the other opportunities on campus, campus life, and what it's like to live on campus as a student at Concordia College, Alabama.
Well, the campus life on Concordia College, like I said before, we are family-oriented. The students get along very well. And it's just a matter of, hey, let's do something, and everybody up and ready to go and do what it takes to do. We will have International Day sometime where we'll allow the international students to prepare a meal for the student body on campus. And we opened up the game room up to 10 o'clock. And within the game, we have pool tables. We just ordered some ping pong tables. And we also have a video game room where we would host Madden tournament, NBA tournament, you know, just to keep the students busy.
What about, you mentioned athletics earlier as well. How are what athletics are offered?
We have a men and women basketball team, baseball, softball, and men's soccer team.
Very good. Very good. What about spiritual life on campus?
Spiritual life, we meet twice a week. The first meeting is on Monday. Then we host Bible studies on Wednesdays. And with Bible studies, what we do, we would have a one individual run Bible studies every Wednesday. So it wouldn't be the same person. So that way we can have the students more comfortable. You know, there are some students that sometimes they're not comfortable when it comes to speaking about the man above. So we're trying to find ways to break them into their comfort zone where they can go out and preach to somebody. When I use the word preach, I don't mean just speak the Bible. I mean, like, there are ways where you can help somebody else by understanding the word itself. So that's what they're taught to do. And I was part of that program as well, and it have helped me big time. Sometimes when I struggle in life, and I'll recite some verses that I might have learned from being in spiritual life, we do host concerts and have the students' body, and sometimes we'll get into the community and do community service as well.
Ralph Kokumura, thanks so much for being my guest today on the Concordia On Air College Fair.
All right, thank you for having me again.
Pleasure to have you, and learning about Concordia in Alabama, Concordia College, Alabama. Now joining us by phone, we have Stanley Connor from Concordia College, Alabama. Stanley, welcome.
Yes, glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us as our guest today. Tell us a little bit about coming to visit Concordia College, Alabama, opportunities to visit.
Well, Concordia is located in a very historical place. We have people coming from all over the world. A lot of times they come in just to learn a little bit more about Selma. And once they get there, they come on campus and they find out that Concordia is a great place, you know, to attend college as well. You know, being a part of the Missouri Senate, they know that Concordia is all over the United States. But you just simply go to the website and, you know, make plans to attend. It doesn't matter. We don't have any particular days. You just register and come in, and walk-ins are welcome.
Wonderful. So the website?
It's www.ccal.edu.
CCAL, Concordia College, Alabama, Yep. CCAL.edu. What would you visit? What would you find out, or what would you experience on a visit to Concordia College, Alabama? What are some of the things you get to do on a visit there?
Well, you know, mainly the students, the parents, they want to see the living situation. That's normally the number one thing. And, of course, they want to see the dining facilities. And a lot of times the parents want to talk with campus police because they're concerned a lot of times is the safety of the students. But you'll see that we have 24-hour service, so to speak. You know, we always have someone at the gate on the east and the west campus. You know, there will always be, you know, someone on duty. So that's a good thing. If anything is wrong, you know, the students have someone to get to quickly, you know, with a phone call. A lot of the buildings that we have are connected downtown. So there's, in terms of a fire alarm or anything like that, it automatically, you know, goes off, goes downtown, and they detect it. So we get quick response. The campus is small. You can walk out campus in 6 minutes, you know, so there's no need to be late. But, you know, the west side of campus is very picturesque. You know, it looks almost like a picnic area, you know, so we have a lot of room to grow, and that's part of the Time to Build campaign. And I think, you know, we're headed in the right direction. But in terms of, you know, the campus, like I say, the campus itself is not that large, but a lot of history there on campus. You know, we actually have, you know, museums on campus. So a short visit, but sweet.
Stanley, thanks so much for being my guest today on the On Air College Fair.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now joining us, Kimberly Wade from Concordia College, Alabama. Kimberly, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for being my guest today. Kimberly, what do you love about Concordia College, Alabama?
Well, actually, basically since I just graduated, and I have to often think about my first visit about Concordia, and I have to think back on my first visit to college, and it was totally different. My first visit here at Concordia, I noticed, just like Coach Stanley Connor stated, it's not a large campus, but it's big enough to grow a family here. And my freshman year of college, I didn't get that because it was, you know, it was just so many people. And it's, you come here, you build a family. And by Concordia being a Christian-based college with chapel services Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you get a chance to just relate to your students, not so more on the social level, but also on a spiritual level as well, and also with the faculty and staff. So that was one of the things that really stood out to me when I first came to Concordia, and just working here, just like you really build a good relationship with the students as well. So that's one of the things I really think that Concordia stands out. Of course, you're in Selma, you're in the historic town, which is wonderful, and with the college being just Christian-based, you get that social life, but as well as one of those main core values as far as with spiritual, and these are the things that I think as a freshman in college, that you really need to kind of keep you leveled with entering into your freshman year of college. And I just feel like Concordia is one of those good places where you come to get your education, you come to meet new friends, but also you're keeping that balance at home, and those values you learned at home, it'll kind of transition over into your college life as well. And that's one thing that you won't forget. And there's one less thing your parent has to worry about as well.
Well, that was my next question. What do you want? Let's talk about what do you want students to know, like those high school juniors and seniors, and what do you want parents to know? Let's start with the students. What do you want them, those high school juniors and seniors who are thinking about college right now and starting to make those college, attending college fairs and making those college visits? What do you want them to know?
One thing I do know, because I know it's tough, you're going to go to hundreds of college fairs, and Concordia is one of those places where, you know, you won't just go and just be a dot in front of with hundreds of students. You know, you're going to get here, and you're going to make friends, and like I say, it's going to be a family, close-knit environment, and if you have questions, any type of issues, each department, from business office, your student services, your academic affairs, we try to build a personal relationship with our students as well, versus just we get the things that they need to get done, but we also let them know, okay, you've completed your registrations. However, if you encounter any problems, any issues, or, you know, definitely feel free to come back to the admissions office. Definitely feel free to come back if you have any questions, because we know how it is being a freshman in college, and you're lonely, you're away from home, you're meeting new people. So we definitely try to make them feel as much as at home as possible, because we know how hard it is.
What about parents? What do you want parents to know as they're thinking about Concordia, or when they're thinking about college?
When it comes to your education, we have our instructors we have here. It's one of their top priorities to make sure our children succeed. So if we have kids that don't attend class, we're calling them, hey, where are you? You know, we don't just let kids sit back and just don't go to class. We're going to come and knock on your dorm room doors, because we care about your future. We have our academic bowl, our students travel, you know, regarding the educational benefits that we do have. So we just try to, we definitely just try to make sure our kids are focused, as well as with their education, but with their spiritual as well. And, of course, their safety. We're very big on safety. Also, this is a tobacco-free campus as well. So we're very just they were focused on making sure they come here for the education as well. Education comes first. So that's the one thing we want the parents to know, that we're focused on the education and their safety as well.
From your perspective, why is it good to make a visit to campus when looking at colleges?
I think that's most importantly. I am a parent as well, so when students making their college tours, and parents as well, I think it's very imperative that you get that done ahead of time versus waiting until it's time for registration, because you want to know where you're going to be staying, where your child is going to be laying their head, what type of environment it is. So I definitely think that's very imperative to get the college visit, to get a chance to speak with the department, speak with future instructors, and also speak with kids on campus as well, so it won't be such of a big rush trying to do it the first weekend. You know, it gives the student and the parent a little time to just let everything sink in versus you getting it all done come August.
Well, very good. Kimberly, thanks so much for being my guest today on the On Air College Fair.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now joining us by phone, Keshonda Tripp. Good morning, Keshonda.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being my guest here on the On Air College Fair. Privileged to get to talk with you today. What would you like for us to know about Concordia College, Alabama?
Well, Concordia College is an awesome college. We're an HBCU. We're one of the oldest HBCUs, actually, in our small town.
Can you unpack that for us? What is HCBU?
Historically Black college, and we're Lutheran as well. So we have a religious background, as well as being one of the top HBCUs in Alabama.
How do prospective students, those high school juniors, seniors, or families, how do they find out more about Concordia College, Alabama? What are some of the things they can do to learn more?
Well, we are located online at ccal.edu. They know us as far as outside of academics. We have basketball. Our girls' basketball team has won the state championship. This will be our second year in a row. Well, this was our second year in a row. But we're more so known for our academic majors, which is we are the top education as far as teaching. We have the top retention rate as far as graduation. All of our educators that graduate from us, they're placed. This year we placed 100%. Last year we placed all of our graduates except one, but she placed this year. So as far as academics and sports, we top.
What's the website, ccal.edu? We can find a lot of information on there. What do you think is some of the most helpful information on the website for prospective students?
Well, we have it gives you a blow-by-blow description of what you'll need to do as far as from applying to telling you about the different academic programs, some of the extracurricular activities we have. It also shows pictures from the kids interacting with their instructors, doing projects. You know, it's just we go from academics to sports to extracurricular activities, and it also gives you information as far as how to contact us, how to contact your counselors, the different administrative offices that you need to speak with. It gives you the financial aid information. It tells you the scholarships that we have to offer, because we do have internal scholarships, academic as well as talent-based. So really, you can learn a lot from, a picture's worth a thousand words, as I'm always told.
Shonda, what brought you to Concordia College, Alabama?
Actually, I'm a student now. I'll be interning this semester in the educational field as an elementary education major. By us having the top education rate, as I previously stated, I also work in the admissions department, so I kind of got the best of both worlds. I'm a student as well as an employee.
Well, why did you choose Concordia College, Alabama, though? What was it that was the deciding factor for you?
The retention rate, the graduation rate, as well as the instructors were top in the state. And this program, we have the best education program, and with that, wanting to be in education and be an educator, you need to have the best in order to teach our children. So having that, as well as being able to work here, it really went hand in hand, because I first and foremost I have that hands-on experience working within the classroom with the elementary students, and then having to work with the college students on a college level.
Has the story of Rosie Young influenced you at all as you make your plans to be an educator and looking at her history and the history of Concordia College?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, it has.
I love the story of Rosie Young and the fact that we now have this film to share her whole story and really what is at the root of Concordia College of Alabama is the mission that she was set out on to tell that good news of Jesus in ways that she's given as an educator. And now seeing that continue on at Concordia, Alabama, with students like yourself studying education at a great college to carry on that mission that Christ has given us. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story today. Anything else you'd like for us to know about Concordia College, Alabama, as we wrap up our time together today?
Yes, I wanted to let them know that they're outside of applying at ccal.edu, they can also give us a phone call at 334-874-5700, extension 19762. We'll get them directly to us. In the event that they can't get with us by phone, they can do so by email at admissions@ccal.edu. Give us a call so that we can give you the exciting steps and news on how to become a student at CCA.
Keyshawn, thanks so much for being my guest today. It was a privilege to talk with you.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
God's blessings. Concordia College, Alabama, ccal.edu. Check it out. We have more Concordia universities and colleges to talk with this week. We have four more to visit with. So tomorrow we'll talk with Concordia University Ann Arbor and Concordia University in Irvine, California. We'll also talk with Concordia University Portland in Portland, Oregon, and Concordia University Chicago, which is my alma mater. Those are coming up on Friday, tomorrow and Friday. So lots of Concordia universities to finish up our on-air college fair this week. I hope you're having a great time, and I hope your questions are getting answered. If you have questions that you would specifically like for us to ask, find us on, send us an email. family@kfuo.org. We'd be glad to address your questions on the on-air college fair. You have a friend or a family member or a loved one you want to share the college fair with? Go to our website, kfuo.org, and point them to the on-air college fair on our website. You can see the audio archives of all the conversations we've had this week and more to come. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.